One teenager is dead and another is charged with manslaughter in a horrific incident aboard a school bus yesterday morning in Homestead. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda, very much. An arrest report says 15-year-old Jordan Alexander Howe took a gun from his backpack and began displaying it on the bus and then fired off a shot. Here is Miami-Dade police spokesman Alvaro Zabaleta.
They were immediately able to determine that the subject or the shots came within the bus, and he was able to be detained and taken into custody. We were able to recover a firearm. She was airlifted to Miami Children's Hospital, where unfortunately she succumbed to her injuries.
And the victim is Lourdes Guzman de Jesus. The 15-year-old Hal has been charged with manslaughter. Eight other children, including Guzman's 7-year-old sister, were on the bus but not harmed. Authorities took the children and the bus driver to a police station for interviews. Guzman attended the Charter Middle School Palm Glades Preparatory Academy. Her sister went to a nearby Somerville Advantage Academy. Now, concerned parents gathered at the shooting site a few minutes away from the school. Milton Billups also has a 13-year-old daughter at Palm Glades and says the school never notified him of the situation.
When there's an absent, you know, your kid's absent, you get a phone call. You know, parent of such and such kid, your kid was absent. You know, a tragedy happened, and you get nothing.
Many of the students had not heard about the shooting, and the school did not make an announcement before classes were dismissed. A jury has been chosen to hear the case against the South Florida woman accused of killing foster child Willia Wilson, whose body has never been found. Final members of the panel were selected yesterday in Miami-Dade Circuit Court. Prosecutors say 66-year-old Geraldine Graham killed Willia and disposed of her body after she disappeared in 2002. Key evidence is the testimony of two jailhouse inmates who claim Graham confessed to them. She insists she's innocent. The trial, expected to last 5 weeks, is scheduled to begin next week. The cost of college keeps going up in Florida, but a state education leader says he's concerned about concerns about student debt are being blown out of proportion. Gina Jordan tells us that many factors are getting the blame for student debt.
The average student loan debt for new graduates last year was more than $26,000. A leading Florida educator compiled data showing most students end up owing less than $20,000 for a degree that will give them greater earning power.
People with college degrees make more money than people without college degrees in their lifetime. People with college degrees are more likely in this kind of economy to be employed.
That was Dr. Ed Moore, a member of the state's Higher Education Coordinating Council. He says a lot of Florida students make it through school without borrowing any money, thanks to Bright Futures and other scholarships. And Moore found that students who attend private institutions don't owe much more than their peers in public universities. The difference is less than $2,000 a year on average.
Students borrow relatively the same amounts of money regardless of the institution they go to, mainly because it's the cost of living that gets them much more so than the cost of tuition.
Moore says public policy should be less driven by tuition rates and more focused on how a better educated workforce improves the future of Florida. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
And for more news, you can log on to our website, WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.